Hello, this is Deborah Cohen again, and I apologize for the technical difficulties in Florida. Sometimes the weather dictates whether your technology is going to work or not, and it decided to bleep in the middle of my last attempt. So here we are sharing again on a story and a song, the last of a series by John Colapinto, author of Rolling Stone magazine. He's a very interesting author, and he wrote a series that was published in AARP, which I never used to read, but only because this is the first time I ever opened up one of these magazines when Ringo Starr was on the cover, because I still love the Beatles. And come to find out, there's really good stuff in this magazine. So I'm sorry for when I was in my 50s getting it in my mailbox and throwing it immediately in the trash without reading it. It's sometimes a little challenging to get older. But anyway, this magazine is great, and I really appreciate John Colapinto. So let's find out what he has to say about how music can help people suffering with dementias and memory loss as some of us get older. I'll be right back after this message. Hello, this is Deborah Cohen. I'm so glad you found me online. My music is a variety of genres, starting in the 80s as a new wave singer-songwriter, opening up for Joan Jett in Kenmore Square, Boston. From there, I wandered into different genres, exploring my faith, praise music, interfaith music, and pop, rock, indie music, as well as music for TV, film, and movies. So there's all kinds of things to learn listening to my podcast, A Story and a Song. And I hope that you will enjoy the journey with me and that you will share what you hear. Thank you for listening. And this is Deborah Cohen, and I'm back. And I have to apologize up front. Instagram chat is not working, and I'm not sure if this is even working because there's some weird stuff going on right now with my computer. So I'm just going to assume, if Marty, you're back in the chat on Twitch, if you can let me know if you are hearing me live, that would be a great help. But again, on Instagram, even though you are live, I don't see the chat. It just totally freaked out. Okay, so let's begin. If you're interested in knowing more about how music can help our brains as we get older, every one of us will get older, so this should interest everybody at some point in their lives. For me, I found this article in my 60s. Okay, and it's called She Loves You. John Colapinto is writing, "I learned firsthand about the miraculous power of music for dementia patients in November 2020, when, for this magazine, AARP, I was researching a story about Tony Bennett's previously undisclosed Alzheimer's disease. Visiting him in his apartment on Manhattan's Central Park South, I saw a man unable to converse, who barely registered my presence and who, I was told by his wife, Susan, had forgotten the use for common objects like a fork or keys. Yet when his longtime piano accompanist began to play, Bennett, at the sound of the first notes, came alive, walked to the piano, proceeded to perform impeccably, an hour of music from his set, recalling every lyric, crescendo, melody, even physical gestures. It was impossible to believe he was in the late stages of a devastating illness that 2 years later would end Tony Bennett's life. Now, once again, writing about music and memory for AARP, the magazine, I, John Colapinto, am delighted to discover that, like Bennett's, my own memory is unlocked by musical triggers. I have, for the last couple of years, been writing a memoir, and at age 65, I find that I'm getting to it just in time before certain salient aspects of my past have faded from my synapses forever. And even though, John, you believe that and it can be true, if you have studied about synapse A connecting to synapse B in your brain, that neural pathway or that groove that you make, think about an old 75 or a 33, was it 75 or a 78? Uh-oh, I better start wearing my groove out like you do on a record, like, say, the Beatles records. My albums, you could see all these grooves because I played the songs over and over and over again. Well, it's the same with your brain connecting synapse A to B. They kind of like burn out if you don't use parts of your brain that you used when you listened to your favorite, like, say, Beatles music, or how about Led Zeppelin or Cyndi Lauper or Madonna or whoever your favorite artists are. It's good to listen to those old tunes because it keeps those pathways to the synapse still working, flowing with an electrical current, which is how we remember, which is how the brain works on electricity, believe it or not. Okay, so thank you, Fielville 543, for being here on Twitch. How cool is that? Okay, so John Colapinto writes, and if you're watching the video, you can see a picture of him on the screen. Recently, says John, I was revisiting a chapter concerning my earliest memory of my late mother, a memory from when I was 4 years old. How many of you can remember things when you were 4 years old? What do you remember at 4 years old? In my native Toronto, and we were drawing on sheets of brown packing paper while the radio played a song that had just burst onto the Canadian airwaves and caused a sensation. Can anybody guess who he was listening to? I know who it is. I know who I was listening to. Of course, the Beatles. It was called She Loves You, Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. She Loves You, Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. Okay. And it was by a new group named The Beatles. The date was September 63, when I can state with accuracy, because that is when the song debuted across North America. I'll say thanks to Ed Sullivan. Though a massive hit in Canada, the song flopped in the United States. Really? The Beatles would have to wait more than 4 months for a U.S. hit with the release of I Wanna Hold Your Hand. I Wanna Hold Your Hand. I didn't know that She Loved You flopped. It didn't flop in my mind, but apparently this is factual. And I Wanna Hold Your Hand, their epochal appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show, where I first watched the Beatles with Polaroid camera in hand, taking snapshots and screaming in my grandmother's den. Oh, those are good memories. In any case, in my original draft of this scene, the details were annoyingly hazy. Maybe your four-year-old memory is hazy. I knew my mom was encouraging my nascent skills as a cartoonist, but all was dim and undefined, lacking the specific detail that makes writing come alive. But thanks to my experience with Tony Bennett and my more recent encounters with Connie Tomeno, Zihu Zhang, and Michael Thought, I decided to listen to She Loves You as a memory prod. And if you don't know who those names are, which I hope I said them right, I mentioned them and shared them with you on previous episodes of this podcast, A Story and a Song. So if you don't get the AARP magazine, you can hear them on my podcast, twitch.tv/Deborah Cohen Music. Oh, Marty is saying no audio. It is working here, dearie, so you'll have to check your end. I see the graph moving that my microphone is working. Okay. Reader, I might as well have discovered that someone has secretly filmed and recorded my mother and me that distant afternoon. Now, with the music as spur and prod to my memory, I could see in his mind that on that day, 6 decades ago, I was drawing the Beatles' faces on that packing paper, and that my mother, to aid me, had laid out, open on the floor, a sheet of newspaper that featured a photo of the Fab Four, a.k.a. the Beatles. So what he's saying is, if you can't recall something at 4 years old in your own memory, then what music would have been listened to? What would you have listened to at 4 years old, music-wise? Then try to sit with that music that you play, find the song, you can find it online, play it, and then sit there and look at yourself. In this case, John was looking at himself coloring on a paper bag, the song he was listening to back then, listen to it again now, and see if the details of your memory at that time in your mind's eye becomes clearer, in which case in John's story, it did. Huh? I mean, that's like totally a mind blower, I think. So pointing to each face in turn and saying their names, Paul, John, George, Ringo, my mother was brought back to life, de-aged to a youthful 31 years young, and I could see her in my mind, nimbus of soft brown curls, her large green eyes, her huge smile. That's my mom, says John, as she exclaimed over my attempt, failed as my revived memory assures me, to capture the Beatles' individual looks. It was a heart-stopping journey back in time, a resurrection that, frankly, moved me to both smiles and tears, at least for as long as the music played. So, in closing, if you have a loved one that's suffering with dementias, Alzheimer's, memory loss, find music that they would have listened to at a certain time in their life that you want to recall memory-wise. And play that song with your loved one and see what reaction, like Tony Bennett's reaction when he heard his music, all of a sudden he came alive. See what your loved one, how they respond to that song. And see if that part of their brain comes alive. And keep trying until you find the right song to recover a part of them that you thought you had lost to this disease. This is Deborah Cohen. I thank you for listening. And if you know somebody that's suffering with Alzheimer's or dementia, share this with them as an encouragement that music is universal. It's therapy. It's healing. It's a language that we all know. Thank you for listening. I hope to see you again next Sunday at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time on twitch.tv and on Instagram Live when it's working on my profile, Deborah Cohen Music, DOTCOM. And I'd like to close with a song that I recently wrote at the beginning of the October 7th war in Israel. It's a song inspired by words from the Bible, promise of peace for all nations and a promise for the Jews to be safe at home in their land. Thank you for listening. I wish you peace, salam, and shalom. this land my home, where the desert blooms life and song. We can see the love of God in our Garden of Eden, with loving eyes of moral purity, and have respect for all human life. And what we speak are words of love for our brothers and sisters near and far. This place, my home, in my mind I'm still trying to find it. What I'm seeing is not what John imagined. In the song, maybe it's only a dream, but I feel it in my bones, a place I can call home. So I will journey on to the land of the living soul, where one day we'll be free and unafraid just to be, with love all around us, no harm, no fear around me, where we can walk easily in the joy. Because the hatred has been taken from the rib of man. That's when our world will be a place called home. Oh.